Hello, it's the 8th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. 52 years ago, three women from Luton, Yvonne Bradley, Val Hyde and Marilyn Rowe, joined the England Lost Lioness team to participate in the Women's World Cup held in Mexico City. At the time, women's football in England was banned, and when many of the players on that team returned home with no fanfare, a number of the women never played the game again. Their efforts, however, paved the way for the women currently competing in the 2023 Women's World Cup, currently being played in stadiums across New Zealand and Australia. They were recently celebrated at the National Football Museum in Manchester, where they were presented with a mitre football made by hand and uniquely designed caps created by fans. Mature brand director Simon Brecken said, "Now more than ever, it's time for fans old and new to get behind women's football." A hearing will take place on the 17th of October to determine whether the Captain Tom Moore Foundation building will be demolished due to the original plan's exclusion of a spa for private use. Hannah Ingram Moore, Captain Tom's Moore daughter, has appealed the request to Planning Inspectorate and will await their decision. A petition is currently circulating in Nadine Dorris's Mid Bedfordshire district to make it easier to recall a non-functional MP and to trigger a by-election through a change in the law. The petition currently has 3,600 signatures. Miss Dorris's constituency is strongly urging the former Culture Secretary to formally submit her resignation as soon as possible in order to regain their lost representation through a by-election. Redrow South Midlands is encouraging children in Stotfold to play outside by providing a play kit at its Ivel Gardens development. The pack consists of different seeds, pencils and a colouring pad. Children are reminded that there are only a limited number available. That's it from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.